Blog Talk Radio.
All rights reserved, all liberties reserved, all honors to all prophets, all honors to Prophet Nobuju Ali, all honors to all groups of people, all different nationalities. I am Amazai Bey. All liberties reserved, all rights reserved, all honors to all ancestors seen and unseen, all honors to all people. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Amazai Bey Show. Welcome to the Amazai Bey Show. Welcome to the Amazai Bey Show. And if you like to chime in and ask a question or talk on the panel, all you have to do is press 1 from your telephone pad. Now, today's show is an open show, an open platform. Once again, it's an open show, an open platform. And all you have to do is tweet a friend, text a friend, scream a friend, let them know on Facebook or Instagram, Periscope, or any social media out there that we're live and Amazai Bey Show is live right now. We want to put some commercials on deck. We want to put some commercials on deck, get some announcements on deck right now. So, September the 17th in so-called Pittsburgh, we have a convention. That's this Saturday, people. 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have a convention. That's 400 Brownsville, Pennsylvania. That's 400 Brownsville, Pennsylvania. Now, what you do is you can go on Twitter, you can go on Facebook, anywhere the Amazai Bey Show. I'm pretty sure if you just exercise your common sense and just Google the Amazai Bey Show or the Amazai Bey Show / convention, it will come up. Now, if you're too lazy to do that, I cannot help you. But the information is out there. We've been promoting this 45 days ago. This will be our third meeting of call to actions for Moors to come together. So every 30 days or every 45 days, we give one event and we book another one. So I want to be clear on that. A lot of people had noticed, and it has been spam on every social media site. Also, I got videos out there that's over 7,000 views. There's videos out there that's over 100,000 views. So it's popping. It is out there to the public, and it's been put on public record. So I'm going to take my first caller. And I ask for anybody to just press 1 on your telephone pad, and I'll put you in the queue, and we'll let you speak. Any questions, any comments, any concern? Welcome to the Amazai Bey Show. I am Amazai Ramundus Bey. I'm calling from Northwest of Maxim. Say your appellation and let me know where you're calling from, caller. You're live.
Brother Divine Robinson L, calling from Northwest of Maxim.
Islam, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, Brother Divine Robinson L?
Man, nothing. You know, I just made it an open show, an open platform, so we can get these things, whatever's on the people's mind, whatever the concerns, whatever, you know, and we asking everybody to go ahead and tweet the show out. I'm also on an app. I'm also streaming from another app, and the app is called Live Me. So we have like 149 people that's listening in. So I'm unable to tweet out and tell everybody, but I already put out the memes all over the platform, so they should know. But not that many people's on the phone right now at the moment. You know how sometimes it gets snail. So what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. You already know, just, you know, finalizing everything for this weekend.
Right, right. You got any concerns or any comments? You know, like, because it's
not
open
really.
Show. It's open to discuss about anything, anything. Because we got 148 people that's on this app called Live Me. We actually have 200 people online listening, but we have a couple callers on right now. The last time we did a show was like, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, something like that. Are you down?
Not that. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Nah, my background was kind of loud, so I just had to mute my phone real quick.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was asking you anything else you want to put on the table.
Man, I just hope that people come outside with some of the...
All right. I guess you got a little background, a lot of background.
No, I was just saying, I hope that people come with something on the table, and, you know what I'm saying, come with, you know what I'm saying, with good energy, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, man, we already know what the solution is.
Right. Well, they got another hand raised, man, and I know you're busy, you're doing your thing, man, so I'm going to go ahead and mute you, and when you want to come back in, just let me know. All right, so we got to take the next caller. Welcome to the Amazigh Bay Show. I'm Amazigh Ramondez Bay. I'm calling from Northwest of Maxim. Where you calling from, and what's your appellation?
Islam. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Islam, brother, how you doing?
Islam, I'm doing good, brother. Islam, this is brother Maxim. Shoot, I'm more bad. I'm calling from Northwest, you know, Maxim, and currently I'm located down here in the Arkansas corporate territory. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give a shout out to all the Moors, all the clean Moors, and shout out to you, brother, for you know, keeping the profit on your mind and steady throwing these classes out. Excuse me. It's really been my first time to, call in and speak, but I want to give a shout out to Grand Sheik Cujo. I especially want to give a shout out to Brother Taj, you know, and I kind of want to put this on the record, but if any of you brothers or and sisters are familiar with any of the videos on YouTube or whatever, I'm the brother that came out with the Moorish Bible to say, you know what I'm saying, to say we Moors in the Bible. I just want Moors to, you know, keep that light shining, keep studying,
what would you say, brother?
What's that?
I mean, could you break that down? Because you know it's sometime, you know, it's a senior lesson, and we got freshman class. You know, and I am screaming from another site, and there's, you know, a lot of freshmen on. You know how they go, brother. Could you break that down
Yeah.
and let the people know exactly, you know?
Exactly. What more do you want me to be more specific about something? What you,
yeah, specific on the Moors Bible, like you know, because a lot of Moors, they're new, so they don't know about what you just said.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, let me kind of give a breakdown of understanding on, you know, I came about the Bible or whatever, and I had initially, you know, honest to Grand Sheik Cujo, you know, had initially, you know, planned on contacting him, and I kind of, you know, for whatever reasons or whatever, you know, we didn't hook up, and I, you know, didn't give a little testimony or whatever, but We plan on doing that. I plan on giving a, you know what I'm saying, thing with Cujo and some other brothers. But anyway, yeah, I got that Bible, brother, from, yeah, let me go into it. Back about 2008, you know what I'm saying, 2007, 2008, you know what I'm saying, I was kind of studying it. I was kind of freshly new into the knowledge. I had come into the knowledge about 2002, 2003, right around that time, when Sabir and Taj and brother Abdullah had, you know what I'm saying, dropped a little video or whatever. Well, it circulated and made its way to me, you know what I'm saying, and I kind of gravitated and, you know, been going since then. Well, to make a long story short, you know, we all, or some of us, act, you know what I'm saying, prematurely or whatever, because we get some of us to get under dirty moors, and I want, you know what I'm saying, freshman moors. I'm not proclaiming to be like a grand nothing. You know, I'm just like a brother here hosting the program, or another, you know, brother sitting back listening. For, you know, new moors that are just kind of getting into this, you know, might be aware of coming under, you know, unclean moors and moors just, you know, just looking for some money, you know, for lack of better words, but, you know, it's fiat. But like, I'm stealing a little line from Brother Cujo, you know, when you get around dirty moors, sew your pockets closed. You know what I'm saying? You got to sew your pockets closed and be on point. So, but anyway, you know, I kind of acted prematurely on some things, and I don't blame, you know, point no fingers at nobody but myself. And what had ended up happening was, had a little run-in with a so-called, you know what I'm saying, European on the other side of town when I crossed the bridge or whatever. You know, boy acting crazy, you know, talking way out of, you know, I wasn't vibrating on the right frequency that I should have been vibrating on. Well, I probably would have had a different outcome. Well, anyway, I ended up in the jail cell. And, you know, make a long story short, I'm sitting here. I'm probably in there a few weeks or a few months. And you know how you get in there, or any brother's been in the jail cell, you know, you get the politic, you know, Bible thumping, because they really ain't got nothing else up in there unless you get, you know, saying your people can send you something or bring a book or something. If the jail allow you to have a book, you might see one or two Qurans up there or whatever, but you really going to have Bible. That's all you're going to have. And from the jailhouse chaplain, that's all you're going to get. You ain't really going to get nothing unless you put a request in through him and somebody, you know, give him a Quran or whatever, something else, and then bring it, you know, to the jail for you. So I'm in the jailhouse. Now, I'm at the time that I was, you know, taken to the jailhouse and my property, I had, you know, all the treaties, you know, pretty much a whole bunch of documents dealing with UCC, which that's really what had me acting prematurely. And that kind of had my head clouded. And so what happened was, I'm reading and studying. I'm constantly got paperwork in my cell with me, just staying fresh. So one day I'm, you know, kind of got into a heated little battle, you know, in the Bible, because I, you know, we all grew up in the church. Well, those from the South, we grew up, you know, in the Southern Baptist Church or Catholic or whatever. And so I'm in the jail cell, and we thumping Bibles, we smacking people up with verses, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden they call lockdown. So I'm like, you know, we Moors, blah, 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 blah. Brothers going to their cell. They, you know, they're hollering back at me from the top tier. I'm screaming back at them. That ain't us. We ain't 14th Amendment. So I'm in the cell for lockdown. It's probably about 23 hours straight from that lockdown before they let us out again for, like, you know, we can go shower, go do some exercise, whatever. Now, this ain't the penitentiary. This just the county jail. This is the city. This is how they get down. So when they, you know, they let you out, they release the doors in like threes or fours, so they don't just release everybody at the same time. They give you enough time to come out, and you got to shut your door because people get robbed. They may, you know, as soon as your door pop open, somebody from the, you know, your neighbor may hit your door, boom, hit in there and get all your commissary or whatever. But anyway, so I pop my door, pops open, and open the door wide, and I'm looking. It's a book with no cover on it. That you see in the video, it's, you know, no cover. And it's, that's just how it's sitting there on the table, just like that. So so I grabbed the book. Pages all ripped up and everything. So I'm like, here I go again. So I'm like, I got another scroll. So I just took it in the cell, you know, dropped it off on my bunk. Went through, you know what I'm saying, did a little exercise, whatever, came back, then got in the book after they said lockdown. So now, you know, when I get in the book, I just, you know, I'm tuned out everything. I ain't got no more time anyway. So I'm really in the Bible now. I'm not preaching nobody trying to convert to Christianity. I'm just reading this old school Bible I done found. So I'm reading it. I'm going through it. I'm seeing all types of jewels in it, you know. I get to the back of it where the map section is. Dude, I'm looking at every word on every last page, every letter, everything. I'm flipping, get to page 12, boom, flipping. I see the environs of Jerusalem. I'm like, okay, well, you know, start looking at it. I see tribe of Benjamin, tribe of Judah, tribe of Dan, you know, all the tribes, and they color coded, they like purple, yellow, pink, or whatever. And so I go down to the legend, and I'm like, let me see what. And I'm looking in the legend, and it's, you know, it's got Z, it's got M, A, and it's given the location for different palaces or whatever, or different mosques or temples inside of Jerusalem. And one of them said M, and I'm looking hard now. And I wear contacts. I didn't happen to have them that time, but I wear contacts, but I'm squinting, I'm looking, I said, I know that. And I see M-O, and I said, M-O-R, I said, that's a Moorish temple page, and, you know, read it, and it said, you know, the quarters of who was living in the city of Jerusalem. Flip that page, Christian, Armenian, Jews, Mohammedan. Man, when I see Moors in the Bible, I automatically knew that everything that I've been reading from Taj, Harvey Bay Publications, Noble Drew, everything was real. You couldn't tell me nothing about my nationality. You couldn't tell me nothing. So when I got that Bible, it was case closed. On every deputy, on every lieutenant, captain, it was over with. To make a long story short, it proved my point, and it just coincided with all the treaties. I had the Treaty of Peace and Friendship, Constitution, you know, et cetera, everything else. And when I had that Bible that confirmed it, it was like, I didn't care if I had to stay in there another 2 years. I was straight. You understand what I'm saying? I think, you know, most brothers understand what I mean when you can finally, or when you found that first jewel on your own and it confirms everything you've been, you know, searching for. It was a wrap. And especially for it being a Bible, oh, it was over with. I'm talking about it. You could, man, like I said, bro. And so ever since then, they wouldn't let me take it to court. I couldn't use that, you know what I'm saying, when I was in the courtroom. But make a long story short, I ended up getting over the little hurdle I had with that little issue or whatever. And I just took that Bible, I put it in a Ziploc bag, and I just stored it. I just stored it for years. And then when I made the video was the time, you know, first and second time that I just brought it out of the plastic because it's in a Ziploc. Because it's so old, because I could, you know, blow on it and it just fall apart. But
so let me ask you, yeah, this, brother. Let me ask you this: what's the name? Do you know the name of the Bible, or is still is no name?
Yeah,
you just know,
brother. I'm honestly, like I said, when you look at the video, it doesn't have any covers. It doesn't have a front cover. It doesn't have a back cover. It just had, you know,
okay,
just the binding. You know what I'm saying? And it just says, you know,
okay, what's the name
pronouncing.
Of the YouTube? What's the name of the YouTube channel so anybody that's listening can go to their YouTube and check it out?
Okay, it's Amarucon TV, and that's Amaru, A-M-A-R-U, and Con TV, K-H-A-N TV. and that's a YouTube channel. And you know, if I think Cujo may have it on, you know, posted on Canaanland Moores. You can look on Canaanland Moores, and he's got, you know, a couple snippets of it in some of his videos. If I'm not mistaken, it's
you know, hey, if you can spell it for me one more time, so one more time, like one more time.
It's A M A R U Amaru, and it's Khan TV is the last. K-H-A-N TV. That's YouTube channel.
So, okay, so it's A-M-A-A-R-U?
A-M-A-R-U. Amaru. Amaru Khan
okay.
TV. Khan TV is its own, it's his own word. Yeah. K-H-A-N TV. And you should see it on there if it ain't. I've been having some problems with, you know, with a couple of the social, you know, networks. They've been buffering and, you know, they've been flooding a lot of my videos. I tried to put a video I got I made just a couple of days ago with an old book I found that, you know, says that the Frankish aristocracy from Europe, Clovis and other people that were named in Europe were Moors. And I got the book that says that. I tried to make the video and upload it, but it just was no type of sound.
Yeah,
nothing.
They kind of, you know how they play with the broadcast. Do you have my Facebook
page?
Do you have my Facebook?
Yeah. Let
okay,
me see if I'm with you, bro. My earpiece is kind of.
Oh, okay. I was trying to see if you got my Facebook page. Are we friends on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that?
Hold on, let me see.
Instagram.
It might be on the book. What's your name on there? You on the Amazon Bay too?
My Appalachian? Nah,
yes,
it's Ramundus L. It's Ramundus L. So you probably don't have it.
Spell that for me.
You can Ramundus, R-E-M-I-M-U-D-S.
L.
Ramundus.
Okay.
Yeah, Ramundus L.
Yeah.
You should come up quick.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Right. So that yeah, it's under Ramundus L. So you a friend of mine on that, right?
You better believe it.
All right. So
you better believe it. Are you
grab
okay?
That link.
You got okay. Let me see if this
grab
is.
That link and send it to if you can send it to Messenger. I'll share it on my Facebook group page and where all the Moors can see it. Moors Learning for Real Life. I'm managing 12 or 13 Facebook group pages. So
yeah, I'm on there.
I think
you already you probably shared it a couple times already, but you know I'll hit it. I'll shoot it back to you.
Yeah, I
wish I could make it up there to, you know, to the little convention this weekend, man, but shit, I'll be working this weekend. I tell you what,
there's gonna have a lot of Moors that they'll be screaming it from Facebook Live,
okay.
But you know how they play games. So me, the Amazai Bay Show is gonna be on an app called Live Me.
Okay.
It's an app called Live Me, and on that app called Live Me, you just Google, you just look, search the username. Well, it's my appellation is Amazai Bay. And you should see like a symbol of crowns and RG is a royal gang. So on that app, you feel me, there's a clique of Moors called Royal Gang. So don't be surprised. You'll see. And these are freshman Moors that's learning about their nationality on an app, on a social app.
Right.
So we have a little community.
Right.
Yeah, we have a community of Moors, freshman Moors on an app called Live Me. And you just look for Amazai Bay, and like I said, the gang is on there. It's called Royal Gang. And you'll know because you'll see the crowns and you'll see the Moorish flag in their profile pic or their profile. So if you can't be there, I'm screaming from that app. I'm not screaming from Facebook. Other Moors going to be screaming from Facebook. Why I'm doing that? For the simple fact, we already know what type of games, and you already know how, you know, They on my feed, so that's why you know what's up. So
Yeah.
So if you want to see it, just go to the app called Live Me, and it's a crazy community. But if you just tune into my streams and see if you want to watch it, you know. But I do broadcasts and live. Actually, I'm live right now. We have 159 people viewing us from that app. We have 400 people online, and we have 30 active callers right now. So they hear you, brother. So they put in the chat, not to cut your wisdom. They put in the chat the name of the video. So they're tuning in right now, brother. They spelled it right and everything.
I just hit you. If you can
okay, thank you. I'm definitely gonna share that with the family and review that and you know just get it to them because they anxious. You know they freshman more is coming in and their eyes is wide open and they ready. So you know I said brother, big up to you for putting that out there on the record, man. And if you never saw my YouTube channel, I have a YouTube channel called the Amazite Bay Show on YouTube, but also there's a video that's viral called More Call C-SPAN. And that's me. I call C-SPAN.
Bro, I got you. I got that. Matter of fact, I was listening that day. I got the video. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think I'm subscribed to you too. So I've been on you more for a while. I just, you know what I'm saying, hadn't taken the opportunity. And, you know, I work on the port, man. So I'm, you know, I go to work yet. I'm up at 4 o'clock. You know, I'm headed to work. I jump on the bike about 10 minutes to, you know, six and shoot to work, and I'm getting it. So from, you know, six to, you know, 2:30, 3:30, I'm getting it. So I usually get off, man, and I'm you know, try to catch my little wind, you know, kind of tired, and sometimes I kind of doze off studying and reading, you know, waiting on you, some of you brothers, because some of y'all on the East Coast and your shows come on at 8 and at 9 sometimes, and I'm like, you know, I'm old school.
Yeah, sometimes
the last show we
did that with mine, and we did the last show at 7 Eastern Standard Time because we wanted to give everybody opportunity. We kind of spread it out,
yeah.
But at the same time, man, look, I want to thank you, brother. I want to thank you, brother, for putting that on the record, man. I want to thank you for calling in, man. And like I said, brother, if you can't come, I will be streaming from Live Me. And also, it's an app, man. It's a great app. We're actually teaching Moors not only about their birthright and nationality. We actually created a business. The business is connection with Blackamoor Clothing Line. Moore's Clothing Line is also Royal Gang Clothing Lines, you feel me? And that's for Moore's that's learning about their nationality, but they transition. So, you know, on that and the Royal Gang, before they get, you know, the other crown or whatever, you know what I'm saying, 720 level, they have to come to classes that I give on that app. And so we came up with some clothing to go with that until they reach that level, and it's called Royal Gang. So we have different levels. We got t-shirts, mugs, and right. So we have an economic base on that app where we're not using fiat. There's coins and there's tokens on the app. So we're teaching Moors early how to create business, how to use their nationality, social, political status, and how to use that in the real world. So it's functional. So we have a group of Moors that's phenomenal, that's supportive, that's there. You know, we make sure we straight. So if anybody that's a Moor wants to get on the app, also we got ActiveMoors.com. That's our own personal app. That's ActiveMoors.com. And Moors Book is the Moors social media. But I'm using a platform called Live Me. And all you gotta do is find Amazon Bay. I will be screaming for those that can't come. I will be screaming on the 17th. So I want to thank you, brother. And I'm gonna take the next caller. And I'm glad you sent that message. I'm gonna take the next caller. And I just wanted to put that on the record.
Yeah, you Moors, you you know, hold Taj down, man. Hold Taj Tariq Bey down, man, because it's not every day and on the record, man. Y'all, if it ever does go down, man, have his back. Cujo have his back.
Rami
had their back, man. Be ready. Be about this, man. You better be about it.
Yeah, we already on it. Some things, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We move in silence, but we got you, though, brother.
Islam, boy. Peace.
Welcome to the Amazite Bay Show. We're about to take caller 7, area code 773. What's your appellation? Where you calling from? I am Amazite Ramundus Bay. Welcome to the Amazite Bay Show. What's your question, concern, and anybody else? You can press 1 on your telephone pad. It is a open show tonight.
Islam. My appellation is Mother Mari Kali Bay. I'm calling from Northwest Mexico. Hey, bro. I miss you. How you doing?
Man, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm on his app. App call live me, man. We got a bunch of moors that they not playing, you know what I'm saying? So we doing our thing, you know. I fall back from, you know what I'm saying? So the simple fact is, you know, I always got something cooking.
I know that's right. I'm hearing you, so I'm going to check that out. We've been out here in Chicago Corporation grinding and, you know, trying to get things done for the nation. So we're going to see you pretty soon. We'll be out there and at the convention ready to rock and roll. I opened the doors to Malvo, and for anybody who wasn't on the call where, you know, we discussed opening the salon and also utilizing it for a school because I do hair there. And me and brother Devon Robinson L, everybody ought to know who he is. We were tag teaming yesterday, today. I had clients. I had about 3 clients that were getting their locks done. And by the end of all their services, they all had the website to RV Bay Publications. They all said that, you know, they all said that they, you know, I said, what's your nationality? And they said, I'm Moorish American. I'm a Moor. So they got the message. That was crucial. So we, you know, we are definitely trying to, you know, help wake the people up. And I'm excited for what's getting ready to in place here, man. Our nation is rising up.
I am glad you said that. I didn't want to cut your wisdom. I'm sorry, people.
No, okay.
I forgot to tell you. Circle 7 is backed by Marvel. Sorry. I forgot. Marvel. Yeah, Marvel. And you can't tell people exactly what that means. Yeah.
Oh,
when you check
okay,
the tags,
okay.
You're going to see that, you know, on the tag. You know, so.
So it's it stands for the Moorish American Universal Victorious Organization, and we have also, you know, Mavo Locks. So my appellation is Mari Bay, but my straw man is where the term Mavo was originally derived, because my name. Was Maveline Adams. And so that's where Mavo came from. But my title of nobility and my free national name is Mari Kali Bay. And so I still utilized Mavo and changed it to represent an acronym. And so it just so happens that MA is Moorish American because it's always been that way. So it was always destined to be. So I'm just very excited about being able to create a space for the people. So anybody that is in our area, we're in the Chicago Corporation. We're open and we're ready. Okay, me and brother Devon, who I hope is on the call and is going to queue in after me.
he was on earlier. He had a lot of background.
Oh, he was.
He's
okay,
still listening though. He's still on the call though.
Okay, good. Yeah, I called in at 7 o'clock thinking it started at 7, and then I actually got in touch with these two young men, And I'm not trying to, you know, hold it up, but I've got to share this. I had came to my mother's house with my older sister, and we were getting her mail because her wages got garnished. She didn't tell me any of this stuff. Her wages got garnished. She had all this stuff going on about this stupid credit stuff. And I had been told her, hey, you need to claim your nationality. And now the universe has decided to wake her up. So her wages got garnished, and now she's like, okay, yeah, so, sis, what should I do? Oh, great question. Well, if you weren't colorable and you had proclaimed nationality, you know, this wouldn't be happening the way that it is. You would have been able to correspond with your paperwork. I didn't say it like that, but the point of it was I'm appreciative that the universe allowed that to happen to her so that she could say, okay, you know what, I need to get in my proper person. So that happened. So we came over here to get the mail, and it was two young men who was just creeping out on the back porch there trying to, you know, smoke a little bit. Now, they don't even live over here, but they were just there smoking. And I smelled the loud, and I walked outside like, oh, what's going on, young brother? How you doing? What's your nationality? African-American. I said, what? I looked at him and said, what's your nationality? He's like, I mean, black. And you already know what happened after that. So the other young man was like, oh, I'm trying to get locks. Oh, I said, perfect. I said, come next week. I'm not going to charge you nothing. I'm going to start your locks next week. I want to see you. I want you to bring your friend with you, and y'all need to come out and see. We got to talk about some things. So, you know, I was breaking some things down to them and, you know, talking to them. But at the end of the day, I wasn't supposed to be at my mother's house. But because me and my sister, I decided to support her, come with her and get the mail, and they decided to dip off and smoke back there. I met them. See, the universe, the divine, always kicks in. Because right now we're at a place where we need one another. And if you're awake, if you're not sleeping, and you letting other more sleep, shame on you. If you're walking down the street, okay, if you get up in the morning to go get Dunkin' Donuts before you go to work and you walk past some more and you don't say good morning more, shame on you. Because even if you say good morning more, they're going to look at you like, huh, what you talking about? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Well, you get what I'm saying? We don't have time to wait, okay? We don't have time to wait. And we have to get the word out, okay, because shame on you if you let your brother and your sister continue to sleep and wallow in this fake misery, in this fake system, in this de facto government. If you continue to do that after receiving knowledge of the truth, shame on you. That's all I have to say. So we putting in work. We right here. The address is 804 East 64th Street. That's in Chicago Corporation, 60615. If you're from Chicago or you know anybody in Chicago, if you're on Facebook right now, if you have a Facebook page, you don't have to say nothing about me doing locks, okay? Understand this is not about me doing locks. I could care less about getting fiat money for locks. Put that address out there so that your people know that we're teaching the truth. That's the most important thing. So let them know. Let them know. 64th and Cottage Grove. 64th and Cottage Grove, this is a Moorish American school. This is what we're doing. We're utilizing the literature of our eBay publications. I'm going to be doing more history, and Divine is going to be doing the law side. Okay, I'm going to be doing Divine and history. He's going to be doing Divine and law. Either way, we're covered by the Divine, and we need to know that it's charged to us to get in our proper place and proper person in order to restore fallen humanity. Because the prophet, humanity is written on our across our womb. But that's everyone. When you restore fallen humanity, you're restoring all of these sons and all of these mothers. So it's not just about uplifting the mother only, because when you uplift the mother, you're restoring what's in that womb at the same time. Overstand. Okay, time is ticking. And if you got, I don't know, $200, get to the convention. Figure out a way to take a plane. I don't care what it is. Okay, we got a rental. If we got to pick you up from the airport, we'll pick you up from the airport. Okay, this is not a game. Okay, you go buy Jordans, you go buy all of this stupid Gucci belts and all this mess. Get your behind to the convention.
because mama said so. I'm so serious. I'm so serious. If it's your last, if it's your last, trust and believe that the universe will provide for you. Believe that we will come together as a nation. But we need to come together. So if you can say, oh, I'm not going, oh, I can't make it. Okay, you know what? That's real cute. The next one, you better be there. So however many individuals show up this weekend, that's going to be real cute. But the next one, you better be there. You're on the internet right now. You're on the call, wherever, whoever you are. We got to build. This is about nation building. Y'all have to see what's going on. Okay, they're building. You got Trump Towers here in Chicago. You got the Willis Tower here in Chicago. Those are the two highest buildings in Chicago. But the third highest is going to be up in 2020. And guess who's backing it financially? Guess who owns it? China. Oh, that's real cute. So now you got these people coming onto our land and investing billions of dollars because we are not operating in our proper person and standing up and operating in our birthright. This is ridiculous. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm fine. I'm very passionate. But I yield the floor. Islam, I'm gonna shut up because if I don't shut up now, I probably won't shut up.
Islam, and Marvel is in the building, you feel me? So there is a brick and mortar, a Morris History School affiliation. No, that's mother. So that's a Morris History and Heritage School from her. Because in the Morris Nation, Morris customs and divine law and nature, mother's rule. So you heard it from her. Islam, I'll see you this weekend. I'll talk to you before that. I appreciate for your love. I appreciate for your guidance. I appreciate you. And we got a lot of Moors. We got 165 people on this app. We have 400 people online, and we have 45 callers. So I'm pretty sure another Moor screaming is from somewhere. So we're taking off, and the active Moors are definitely taking a place in the affairs of men and taking our place and basically doing what our forefathers put for us to take this responsibility. And I hope people that's listening, this is not no game, but we need all hands on deck, all of us leaders, because all of us are heirs. Thank you, sister.
Oh, no problem.
All right, so we're about to take the next caller. Once again, this Saturday, from 12 Eastern Standard Time, we're starting on time, people. We're Moors. We're organized. We don't play no play game. This Saturday in so-called Pittsburgh, we got a Moors conference. Either be there, I'll be standing on your square and get some type of see who's screaming, see who's calling. I already told you what platform I'm going to be on. And from now on, I'm going to do the Amazite Bay Show from that platform so you can see the visual. So we're going to take the next caller, but I want to send a shout out to all of the members of Royal Gang. That's Royal Gang, you feel me? Are active Moors that are clearly know that they're not black, nigger, negro, African American. They know they are royal Moors. We are descendants from Moroccans born in America. So we are them ancient people. And our forefathers and foremothers are the fathers and mothers of civilization itself. So we're going to take the next caller. Welcome to the Amazite Bay Show. What's your appellation? Where you calling from?
Yeah, man, I'm back, man. I apologize earlier. You know what I'm saying? It's my descendants, man. They be turning up on me when
cool.
They know it's time to get ready to go to bed. But it's Mother Divine Robinson L, man, calling from Northwest of Mexico. Golf with Mother Mari touched on, man. Like, yeah, we will be having classes for the people here in, you know, in the so-called Chicago Corporation, Illinois Republic. You know what I'm saying? And I know you guys see us on Facebook, on Instagram, or whatever social media platform that we on. And I know a lot of times we, you know, we say things that sound a little confusing, but that's the whole purpose of, you know, having these classes, so we can give it to you in such a way that it doesn't intimidate you. You know, because we can tell you all day long that you're not black, you're not Negro, you're not colored, you're not African-American. But if we're not giving you anything to back that up, and you lost out here. So it's our responsibility to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that we present information to the people in a way where they're not confused. Because there's a lot of dirty Moors out here that will try to confuse you, which makes our job that much more harder. You know, because we are those Moors that Prophet Noble Drew Ali prophesized about, to said it was going to be new Moors coming in with their eyes open to push these old Moors to the back. And we mean that, you know what I'm saying, respectfully, but at the end of the day, we don't have no time to waste. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people be watching videos and they be having questions, but all I can tell you to do is whatever territory you in, get in contact with a 720 Moor. You know what I'm saying? Start a study group. Ask questions. Start reading. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's at the end of the day, man, listen, Brother Amazite, when I first came in contact with this brother, you know what I'm saying, I didn't know this brother from the man on the moon. You know what I'm saying? We became Facebook friends, and I reached out to the brother, and ever since then, the brother took me under his wing. You know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people may not like how the brother does things, but I'm going to be the first to say, I don't give a hell how what y'all think, because I know what the brother was able to do for me. I know how the brother was able to help me get my study up so that I can be a tool to be for other people what he was for me. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, this brother sat on the phone for hours just breaking stuff down, and that's why when you guys see me doing Facebook Lives, the reason I'm able to do what I'm doing is because of brothers like him. It's because of my grand Sheik Kujo Ottawa L. It's because of Mother Roz Mariah, who is rvbaypublications.com. It's because of brothers like Miss Raim. It's because of our master teacher, Taj Sharik Bay. It's because of people like Mother Anna E. So when y'all see us, know that it's those people who showed us that we standing on that give us the fuel to be able to do what we do, to be able to articulate the way that we articulate. And another thing we got to stop doing is stop being jealous of each other. Let me explain something to y'all, man. At the end of the day, it's not about an individual. What Amazite is doing on his platform, I'm glad the brother's doing what he's doing. You know why? Because when we come along, when we bust it all the way open, he done already laid the groundwork for us. So it's not about jealousy. It's not about envy. It's not about who he think he is. Oh, he popping. So what? You know why he popping? Because he's doing it for the Moors Divine National Movement. It's not about Amazite Bay. You see what I'm saying? So we got to rid our minds of that nigga shit. Pardon my French. But we really got to stop that. Like, people talking about this and talking about that. Okay, who else put a convention together? Didn't nobody else step up. So why y'all mad? Why y'all got a problem with that? At the end of the day, if we teaching people about nationality and birthright, who cares? As long as people are learning the truth about who and what they are, the time for bickering is over. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over. And then it's like with so much going on in the news, you know what I'm saying, with the whole the Star Spangled Banner and all that nonsense, I'm glad it's happening so you people can really see who the hell is really who. Y'all follow up behind these celebrities and they ain't teaching you shit. They come to your city. They take your fiat. Y'all give them y'all energy and time. And what the hell they giving you? Nothing. They ain't giving you nothing. They taking more than they giving from you. But you got Moors out here who go hard in the paint every day, all day, that's giving you jewels, that's showing you different things, but you don't want to support us? Man, stop playing. So if you got the time and the energy, I strongly advise you to get to Pittsburgh this Saturday, September 17th, 2016, from 12 o'clock until we get a resolution. So we can stop playing these games and we can take our place amongst the affairs of men and start back honoring our foremothers and our forefathers so we can wreck this stuff and we can stop complaining and crying about, oh, the white man. First of all, stop that. Ain't no white man. White don't identify nobody as far as skin complexion goes. White is a status. It's a political status. Go get you a Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, Henry Campbell, and look up the definition of status. It's the state, standing, or condition. It's how one relates from a legal relation to the rest of the community. So it ain't got nothing to do with skin complexion. So y'all can stop that. That's the game that they want y'all to fall into. Ain't no black people and white people. Black is a status. It's the lowest form of a status. So every time you say that you black, you telling the rest of the civilized world that you civil litter more twos. You dead in the view of the law. You one who is accounted dead in law. But then when people that identify with being black, they get shot down by the police. Why you think don't nobody go to jail? You don't go to jail for killing corporate chattel property. We can't say that enough. You cannot be black people. Black comes from the term etymologically proto-Germanic, which means pale or to bleach. So ask yourself, when you go look in the mirror every morning when you get up and wash your face and you see your own reflection, as Amazite says, why you lying to the mirror? You know you don't see black. You know what the color black look like. So how the hell can you be something that don't even reflect your identity? So, again, September 17th, get to the resolution. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the brother for putting it together. This is third one in a row. We got to get behind people like that, that take it upon themselves to be trailblazers, to have ambition, to really put stuff on the record so our people can stop suffering, yo. And so like I said, at the end of the day, I got nothing but love for this brother. Whenever it's all said and done, you can say what you want to say about him, but at the end of the day, I got his back. So if you call yourself any type of Moor, I advise you to do the same and get off this bull and start uniting so we can right these wrongs. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody coming to save us. The only thing that's going to save you is for you to declare and proclaim your nationality and get off this bull. And with that being said, man, I yield the floor.
Islam, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Love you too, man. We're going to take the next call. I appreciate it. And you heard what he said, September the 17th, you better be in Pittsburgh. You better be there, you hear me? You better be there. You better be square, you feel me? And don't play no rainbow games. Please don't do it to yourself. Please don't do it. You feel me? We don't have time for the rainbow games. This convention is so, I can't even put it into words, but you might want to read the Constitution, Article 7. You feel me? We don't have time for that play. We have time to come together, exercise our rights, put together some things on the record. We have time for to show you, hey, look, this the platform, this the protocol, this is what we need to do. We need X amount of people that's versed in this. We need X amount of people to do this, you feel me? How can we do this together, unite, and push it to the people? And also, we're going to give you remedies. Well, collectively, we should all be doing the same thing. We should all be doing the same thing. So that's protocols. As a nation, we are a nation. We are an empire. We are an imperial empire. We the Pharaoh's children. So that means we need to study harder. We already do everything 10 times greater than any, and we got to work hard, right? Well, now we got to step our game up, and we got to study hard. You feel me? This ain't no game, you feel me? You heard what the brother said. So any foolishness, you feel me, keep that on your time, you feel me? Please leave your beliefs. Please, your phobia of people, you know what I'm saying? Because guess what? This is not about no religion. This is not about your sexual preference. This is not about what peanut butter jelly you like. This is not what talk show you like. This is not what Bible or Quran or whatever you like, you feel me? It is national Moors, royal Moors, coming together, handling our business. This is for to get restoration. Restoration is restoring the nation. Restitution and reparation. Like my sister said in New Orleans, I don't got 40 years. 400 years, partner, you're going to learn today. So let's stop talking about what they doing. What do we need to do? We Moors, period. So the ones that know they Moors, you feel me, you can get off your high horse and let's get it popping. Or better yet, it's already popping. So, you know what I'm saying? You do it how you want to do. Everybody can't be a general. Everybody can't be an admiral. Everybody can't sweep the floor. Everybody can't be a cook. Everybody can't be a secretary. But as a nation, all of us better know how to run a nation. We better know that this is the Moorish divine and national movement. You can't separate the divine from the national. Just like you can't separate law and history. You can't separate law and history. You can't separate the Moorish Divine National Movement. And the Moorish Divine National Movement is a civic-based organization, also has a religious corporation. But the foundation is civics. Why? Because you got the freedom of religion. So let's get that straight. So the Moorish Divine National Movement is the mother. The Moorish Science Temple of America and the Holy Science Temple of America and the Canaanite Temples and the Great Seal and all these other Moorish organizations is under the Moorish Divine National Movement. I'm Amaziah Ramundus Bay, and the 720 Moors, we represent the Moorish Divine National Movement, and we embody everything. We are untethered, unlimited. We don't limit because, oh, that's the Moorish Science Temple, or that's the Moorish Holy Science Temple. No, we're going to use all our rights, all our liberties, all our equities, every last contract, every last covenant, every last royal decree from our forefathers, period. Whether it's new, modern, or ancient, we unchained. You're not going to limit us. We're not going in the corner and pray. We're not capitulating in the fraud anymore. We are the Moors that Noble Drew Ali told you about. And it's time for us to suck it up and do what we need to do. So I'm going to take the next caller. Go ahead and press 1 on your telephone pad. Go ahead and it's going to be a short show tonight. So go ahead. It's open show. Press 1 on your telephone pad right now. We live on the air. And this one is going on YouTube. And it is being recorded on Google Plus, Google Hangout right now. I just got the message from Amor. He's screaming it from the Amaziah Bay Show. So, shout out to Lee L. Shout out to Lee L, man. That's the producer of the Amaziah Bay Show, YouTube, Ustream. Also, he handle Google Plus and Google Hangout. And he also is a producer on the Birthright CD. And he do all the graphics. He do a lot of things, man. And he's just going through something right now. So, I just want to big up Lee L. That's Lee L. Lee L is the producer, man. Shout out to you, you feel me? I want to send another shout out for all the Royal Gangs, the 720 Moors, the Royal Gangs, you feel me, on an app called Live Me. Moors are definitely making change on social media. That's where the people at, people. They're not only in the street, the churches and all of that. We in the street, all that. People are learning on social media. Also, we have a program on there with Royal Gang where we teach children that's homeschooler children how to read a dictionary, an etymology dictionary, a law dictionary, the 8 parts of speech about their birthright, their nationality, and everything. So we got a program on there, on an app. Do you hear what I'm saying, people? We're changing lives on social media. Who's doing that? Welcome to the Amaziah Bay Show. I'm going to take the next caller. And like I said, once again, shout out to Royal Gang. So if you see the Royal Gang, if you join that app, hey, if you join that app and you see them two crowns and the Moorish flags, you know that's a Moor that knows he's a Moor. They're not just throwing it for nothing because we have classes on his app. So we're going to take the next caller. And here we go. Welcome to the Amaziah Bay Show. I'm Amaziah Ramundus Bay. What's your appellation? Where you calling from? Area code 270.
Peace and love. This is Latif Bay.
Islam. How you doing, Latif?
Divine honors, brother.
What's going on with it?
I just wanted to make a statement that Noble Drew Ali said that the movement will be brought down so low that it would basically disappear from the earth. And it's obvious that that time's over now and that Moors are all coming together and doing it real big right now.
Islam, brother. Islam. How everything is, man. Everything copacetic. Are we going to see you this weekend? Are you... We're going to see you on screen.
I'll do whatever you need me to do, bro.
All right. Well, definitely, brother, definitely. I'm going to definitely reach out for you. I'm going to reach out to you, man. I know you're going to be asleep tonight. So, man, I'm going to try to get up with you tomorrow, man. I want to shoot something to you.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace and love, man. That's Latif. That's a good brother. If y'all don't know who Latif is, oh, my goodness. So we're going to take the next call. Welcome to the Amazite Bay Show. Welcome to the Amazite Bay Show. Area code 313. What's your appellation? Where you calling from?
Peace and love. I haven't chosen one yet, but I'm calling from Northwestern Maxim. My given name for my mother is Eric Ball. Hello?
All right. Brother Eric. That what you say, Eric?
Eric, yeah.
All right, Eric B. We got Eric B on the line. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Any day you can wake up is a good day, man. If you was dead, you wouldn't have nothing to complain about, so I'm good.
Right. I was hoping to be down that Saturday, but I was in an accident. I ain't in no shape to travel.
Oh, but man, I'm sorry to hear that, but guess what? Glad you all right.
Still breathing, man. I'm still here. I had this question about the proclamation paper. They saying don't that you need active more to witness on it for you now. And where I'm at, I don't hear a lot of people talking about what we talk about, you know, or researching and studying the things that we study. So I'm trying to figure out is there anyone in this area that you might know?
What territory you
could. I'm in the Michigan territory in the Detroit area.
All right. So anybody near the Michigan territory, please reach out to me and so I can get in touch with this brother. Do you have my Twitter, Facebook, any social media?
I'm on Facebook. I just got at you on Instagram. I tried to friend you on Facebook, but it don't.
No. That's what I'm saying. Any one of the sites will do, you feel me? Or you can email me at amazite@activemores.com, or you can email me at amazite rbayshow@gmail, or what you can do is just send me a message on Instagram with your information. If you can't find them more, you can mail it to me. I'll sign it and mail it back. So
okay,
I'll give you the information.
We need two, right?
You know, huh?
You need two witnesses, correct?
I'm going to take care of you, brother. like I said,
okay.
any more near the territory, the Michigan Corporation, please get in contact with me so we can help this brother out. If not, brother, you can mail it to me. I'll send it back. I'll get it taken care of. That's nothing.
Okay. And I want to talk about the division going on as well with all of us. I don't know if a lot of people is aware of the National Security Council Memo 46, where it talk about driving a division between the so-called blacks over here in Mexico, the brothers over across the way.
Well,
are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with a lot of bull and a lot of real, you feel me? But we got a convention this Saturday, so when you say division, I don't see that, you feel me? I dismissed the division, you feel me, because we got a big convention this Saturday and a lot of more showing up. So, I mean, we're not here to save everybody. It's for everybody, but it's time to roll, you feel me? Because guess what? We one of the more got to clean up them bodies. So it's like they can divide all they want to. We don't have time for that. At the end of the day, paperwork and stuff got to be done. So we ready to rock and roll. We not focusing on, well, I'm not, and 720 more is not. And it's just a waste of our time. We distracted with minute things, distract us from doing the work. So I don't entertain it. Like, I didn't even respond to that Taj Tariq Bey incident. And I did that purposely. And I'm one of the Moors, one of the other Moors that should have, some people expect me to say something. Some things.
And that's where I was going with it. We giving that energy to that dead situation. Cause like how Ty said about how they muddied the waters with that princess that they took from us.
Yeah, but they've been doing this, brother. That's why we don't pay no attention to certain things. That's why I said I didn't respond. If I were to respond, it would have been, trust me, I exert a lot of energy, brother, and that's why I didn't, because I know it would have distracted a lot of Moors from this convention. It would have distracted a lot of Moors. So I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I really don't want to, you know what I'm saying, get on that topic because it makes no sense. And that's why I did what I did. I jumped on another platform because I was very emotional. So, you know what I'm saying, as Moors, you know what I'm saying, we got to separate from our higher self and our lower self. I tuck that energy,
right?
And I'm broadcasting from an app right now. I got 179 people. So I already seen it coming. Technically, I saw it coming already. We already know it was coming. So what I'm saying is we got a big convention this Saturday, you feel me? We not naive to what things going on, but, brother, they've been doing this for years. And you know what I'm saying? Taj really don't pay attention. He's safe. He's good. You feel me? And some things just need to be moved in silence.
Correct. Correct. And I'm glad you said your stance on it, because I felt the same way. It was some people that was jumping into it, but we need to keep and concentrate on what we're going on in the movement, because that is only a distraction, and we need not be distracted right now. Now is not the time.
Right. Right. So we got a convention this Saturday, brother. So if you can't come, like I say, we're going to be screaming. You feel me? We're going to be screaming live from an app called Live Me. You know, and some of the more is going to be screaming from Twitter, Periscope, Facebook. It's going to be live. So it's popping this weekend. You already know, you know what I'm saying? It's my third event. It's always popping. It's always energetic. It's always accurate with the truth. And we bring in basically up-to-date information. And we're building on the foundation. That's all we're doing. We're not subtracting. We're evolving the movement, the Moore's Divine National Movement.
Because I like how you said everybody get on one accord, you know, the same remedy every time, because that's what it's going to take.
Right. And we got proven evidence. So we're bringing our evidence. So, you know, the ones that naysayers and whatever, we got proof that it worked. You don't have to believe us, but we're not here to convince them. We're here to get business done. So you don't convince people, hey, this is what it is, this is what's going on. You want to get down with it or not? Okay, cool. Bye. You know what I'm saying? We got,
right.
Look, it's time to give restitution, reparation. You know what I'm saying? We need to go there. You know
what
I'm saying?
The truth stands alone.
Right,
right. The truth stands alone and needs no assistance. But peace and love. I'm going to yield the floor. I'm going to send you my information on IG.
Yeah, send me that. Yeah, send me that, brother. Peace and love. I appreciate your time. So if we don't have any more callers, go ahead and press 1 on your telephone pad. We will end the show. If not, if we do have some callers, everybody that's in the queue right now, can you press 1 to get yourself out of the queue so I can know who actually have a question and want to talk right now? Please press 1 on your telephone pad. That way it clears it out, and I know that, you know, you're please press 1. Please press 1 on your telephone pad. Please press 1. It get confusing when they have a lot of people pressing 1 and they do not want to talk, or they don't want to chime in. You know, it's okay if you don't, but it confuses when there's millions of – right now we have 100 callers. We got 6 people online. We got 181 people on this app. So it kind of get confusing. So we're going to take the next caller. Welcome to the Amazon Biz Show, area code 615. I'm calling from next Northwest of Maxim. How are you?
Doing well. Islam, more James Jackson now speaking for the record, Northwest of Maxim. First, I'd like to give our honor and praise to Father God, Allah, and the Holy Prophet, Nova Drew Ali, and all the other 720 active Moors as well that's been putting in work and continue to put in work and continue to put in work and continue to put in work. And it's rubbing off on me, and I'm putting in work. I love y'all. And that's all I want to say to my family, man. That's it.
Islam. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it, brother.
Most definitely.
So, anybody else? We got like 45 minutes 42, 45 minutes to the live feed. We're not going to do the whole show. So if you have any more questions, concerns, or comments, you can go ahead and press 1. If not, we're out of here. And don't forget Marvel, Circle 7. Also, Royal Game clothing line. So we got Marvel, Blackamore, and Royal Game clothing line. And it's all for Moore's economic base. Also, we are changing lives on social media. Welcome to the Amazigh Bay Show, where we talk about Aboriginal news in facts. No play, no game, straight to the point. In order to change the people, you must change the literature. You must change the literature. How do you do that? You give the people documents. You use any platform that you have to use. Now, I use multiple platforms. I'm on every last social media on the planet. Why? Because guess what? Amazite has went everywhere. I walked around everywhere. I've been in the hood. I've been in transit. I've been in the courtrooms. I don't been everywhere. But guess what? Social media, you can go everywhere. Everybody can get a sense of what's going on real time, right then and there, you feel me, and build relationships with each other. Because this is an interaction, right? Everything is a relationship, whether it be a child relationship, a doctor relationship, which Moors don't deal with doctors because they kill people, and they kill Moors, and they cut our bodies up, and they sell us for 700 so-called dollars, which is fiat, 700 a gram on a black market. So they kill us, and it's called a non-human casualty. Then they go sell us for 700 a gram. So anyway, everything is a relationship, right? Right. So we need to eat good. Not only eat good, and when I mean eat good, we got to feed our minds, people. We got to feed our soul. You know, this ain't a game, and little do we know, there's an economic collapse already happened. You must have from 90 days to 9 months worth of food. Moors, are you ready? That's why we're putting all this together. This ain't no game. We only got us. It's just us. All lives matter? Yeah, right. I don't see no church members in the street talking about, hey, stop killing the Moors, you feel me? I don't see that, you feel me? I don't see everybody. I don't see everybody in the street saying, hey, don't kill them. No, I don't see that. I don't see none of that. I don't see the news people saying, hey, stop killing the people. I see them exploiting us on our own land. So now it's time for all these so-called organizations to get down with their nationality. We're a nation. It don't matter about your sexual preference, what organization, what religion, what peanut butter you like, what movie you like. It's about your DNA, your blood, your heritage, and your ancestors left you a nation, an empire, a government, debts. That means somebody owe your ancestors. We need to go get that. We need to trap for the nation. I'm going to say this again. We need to trap for the nation, you feel me? This is an easy lick. So just imagine it, if we combine all them organizations of Moors and realize they got affiliation, which is a nation, a bloodline, and a DNA, and we talking about human rights, then we have massive numbers, and we really could do something. I'll give you an example. Think about all the organization with these Moors, you feel me? We're not obligated to pay tax on our own land. You know how they say boycott? That's political power to not to pay taxes. That's political. I'm giving you one. Screw the Million Man March. Give me a million Moors and I'll show you what's happening. Better believe that. Because we're a nation. And women rule. So don't think Amazite. This ain't Amazite Nation. It's the Moors Nation. I'm just here to give you the information and put it in your lap. And here it goes. What's happening? What you going to do with it? You feel me? Either you want a bull or you want a bill. You want to keep the division? Well, I don't like them because he gay. I don't like her because she a dyke. I don't like him because he a Christian. I don't like him because he a Muslim. I don't like him because he like her. I don't like her because she... Man, stop it, man. Last time I checked, we got one bloodline, one DNA, one nationality, and guess what, you feel me? That's Moorish Americans. So I don't care what your... Well, who you sleep with, that's on your time, in your four corners. What God you want to pray to, that's on your four corners. What peanut butter you like, that's on your four corners. Your beliefs, leave it at home. It's trash. We can't use it. We deal with facts. Thank you. Good night. Welcome to the Amazite Bay Show. September 17th. It's going down, homie.